Story 2, The City Mouse and the Country Mouse. There was once a happy little country mouse who lived in a big wheat field. In the summer, she feasted on grains of wheat or on bits of bread from the farmer's lunchboxes. When the weather grew cold, she moved into the farmhouse and picked up bits of cake and bread and cheese, which the cook dropped on the kitchen floor. These she stored away in her little mouse hole in the attic until she had good supply laid in for the winter. Now one day during the winter, the little country mouse's cousin, a city mouse, came to visit her. Then they had chatted for a while. The little country mouse took her visitor to see her attic pantry. Proudly she showed her the mounds of cheese bits and the heaps of bread and cake crumbs, and the neat piles of nuts and dried peas. But when the city mouse had eaten a hearty dinner, she wiped her whiskers daintily and said, "You poor thing, so this is the way you live, on leftovers dried up in the attic? Come with me to the city and I'll show you a royal feast." The country mouse immediately felt rather ashamed of her simple home, so she quietly went along with the city mouse to visit her. The city mouse led the way into a huge brick house, up a great staircase and into a dining room. The rich people who lived in the big house of the city mouse, with the city mouse, were just having dinner, so the two little mice hid behind the door. "Keep very still," said the city mouse. "When they leave the table, we can have all the food that is left." The eyes of the little country mouse grew big and round after that, for she had never seen so much food in her whole busy life. So she sat very still until, with one scuffling of feet and scraping of chairs, the big people left the table. "Come on," squeaked the city mouse, peeking cautiously right to left. She led the way across the room, up onto a chair, and from the chair onto the table, with the country mouse scampering along behind her. The country mouse took a long look around her at the table still crowded with good things and sighed a deep, happy sigh. "This is wonderful," she said, taking a big bite out of a beautiful cheese. "You live just like a prince," she said secretly. Finished squeaking when, with a snarl, a cat pounced upon the table. After he came, the cook shouted and waving a big spoon, and into the room bounded two dogs barking fiercely. Then there was a terrible row. In the midst of it, the two mice skittered down to the floor and dodged into a handy hole. "Well, wait until it's quiet again and go back for some more," said the city mouse. But her country cousin shook her head firmly. "Well, wait until it is quiet again, and then I'll go home as fast as I can. You are welcome to all the fine food you can get, my friend. As for me, I prefer the dry crust in my peaceful attic." The end.